Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. Housing delivery and defective concrete has come under the spotlight during a ministerial visit to the county today. Donegal has lost two blue flags ahead of the summer season. A woman who was arrested as part of the investigation into the murder of Andrew Burns has been released without charge. And Gardaí attended Scolwerra in Buncrana yesterday after receiving a report of criminal damage. These stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at around 5:45. But first, housing delivery and defective concrete has come under the spotlight during a ministerial visit to the county today. Housing Minister James Brown was in Letterkenny to launch the €7 million revival of the old courthouse, part of the €128 million Thrive scheme, which will transform the historic building into a flagship community and tourism destination. The project will see the long vacant courthouse redeveloped into a space for exhibitions, education, civic use and tourism as part of a wider regeneration effort across the country. The Minister also met with Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee this afternoon. Committee Chair Councillor Thomas Sean Devine says that the Minister did not come with a new announcement.
There was no major announcements. A couple of things they say that, say besides, maybe it'll probably be brought on by June, which is welcome because, as we know, there's some cases there that people need to get their homes immediately. As for anything also major, no. Donemarie AS465... probably June as well. Then it'll go to consultation. It takes months or whatever. The social homes, next 4 or 5 weeks, that there's probably going to be an announcement about them, which is very welcome because it's put them on us today, but people are in deplorable conditions. As for that, there was nothing there today that we didn't already know from the start of the week or beforehand it was coming. Downgraded homeowners, hush press them. They put a push on that. We know a lot of people have got their original determinations, brought back the option one. I asked the minister today, would he do away with these appeals, you know, reverse all the appeals now and give the homeowners their option one, which they've written their original engineer to give them, and put a stop to this prolongment for people waiting more than 2.5 years. It's not good enough.
And what was his response to that?
He's going to take it away, Donemarie away. The 11 things today will be all taken away, you know, which was disappointing because he was here a year ago and he told us a year ago he'd take this away. And a year ago, Donemarie, we believed that the last minister never come here at all. James Brown came here a year ago and we give him a benefit of the doubt that he would act on some of these cases as a matter of urgency. A year later, Donemarie, we're told today that he's taking it away again, which is very disheartening, and it was felt in the room today that we allowed that he was going to come today with some announcement, but nothing.
Elsewhere at the old courthouse in Letterkenny today, Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, said the county is performing at a record level in terms of housing delivery. He said there are currently around 600 homes under construction across the county through council-led projects alongside defective concrete rebuilds and private developments. The comments have generated divided opinion. Sinn Féin Chief Whip Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says he was taken aback by the statement.
I have to say I'm really, really frustrated and angry because we have families who are both working in Donegal, but if they're earning over €32,000, they can't go on the social housing list, but they can't get a mortgage either. So they're being priced out of the market, and there's no plan to build affordable housing across the entire county of Donegal. Down the country, there's affordable housing projects being built. So that means building on public land, houses that working families can afford to buy.
And we heard John McLaughlin there, the Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, saying that this is the most growth we've seen in terms of housing in Donegal. Would you agree with that?
I thought it was a remarkable statement he made today, because for 10 years we didn't build council houses in Donegal. We're playing catch-up. I mean, does he know the size of the waiting list in Donegal? Does he know the fact that there are people contacting our offices every day who've been evicted from their homes? Their homes are being sold. They can't find anywhere to rent. We have a housing crisis in Donegal. But when you put in defective concrete blocks, we have a perfect storm housing crisis. That's the reality for TDs and councillors on the ground every day. So, yes, when we're building council houses, we can talk about the positives on a given day. But we have a huge crisis. We need to wake up to the reality of people's lives and start to build affordable houses. There hasn't been hardly any private private housing developments across Donegal built in the last 15 years because the prices they're charging, working families are struggling to pay. So this is the reality in Donegal. So I want to see from senior officials statements that reflect the crisis that people are living in. It'll only make them angry if you talk and tell them they've never had it so good.
However, Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Paul Canning, says that efforts are underway to increase the threshold for affordable housing and that today is a good day in the county.
We had the discussion this morning, as I said previously, we met with the Minister of the Fianna Fáil party this morning. We had a long discussion with them. All of our members met him very early on the day and we discussed a lot. And one of the items that we brought up was the threshold for people getting on the housing scheme, and he has said that they are looking at increasing that threshold because at the minute it's too low. So they're looking at all of that. All his department is working with other departments and they are looking at increasing that threshold as well. So everything he really gets it that we do need houses, and he's also encouraging, and he has spoke to our planning team and our official. He is also looking for the county to zone more land to make it easy for people to build. He also wants people to be able to build out in the country. He says, like, he's very much in favour of the backland development and stuff like that. So he gets it. He has been a councillor himself. He knows what does on the ground, what he needs. And he has everything. I think it's absolutely fantastic that he's up here. And I think it is a good day for Donegal to have two ministers. We have Minister McConnell Oak and we have Minister James Brown here in the county going round the sites.
Donegal has lost two blue flags ahead of the summer season, with Port Salem Beach and Greencastle Marina both missing out on this year's awards. Antashka has confirmed that 11 beaches across the county have retained blue flag status, along with Rathmullen Marina. Five beaches in Donegal have also kept their Green Coast awards. Councillor Liam Blaney says he sounded the alarm on Port Salem, but he was not listened to on time.
Disappointed, but not really surprised. And the reason I say that is because I've been raising issues with the beach that we're warding for a long number of years, and unfortunately it was fell on deaf ears until the threat to the blue flag, the erosion was taking place there. Once that threat was heard, somebody did decide to move on it, and thankfully the council now over this last 6 months or so are trying to solve the issue that is there, but unfortunately it's too late for this year and we've lost the blue flag. But I am hopeful with the work that is intended to be done down there on the beach, I'd be fairly confident that we will get it back for next year. But look, I'm very disappointed it's come to this.
What's the consequences of losing a blue flag?
First of all, that beach was voted second most beautiful beach in Europe at one stage. It's a very famous beach. The blue flag, they're advertised a lot better and that draws a lot more people to them. I think that from my understanding is that the lifeguard will still be kept there and still be treated as far as a blue flag as far as Donegal County Council is concerned for this year. But look, it's a fact of advertising, and we can't advertise now as a blue flag beach. That is a negative to it, but being that it is so well known for the beauty of it and the safety of it, that I do think it will be a lot of people will come to it. Hopefully a lot of tourists will still come to it for this year.
A woman who was arrested as part of the investigation into the murder of Andrew Burns has been released without charge. He was shot dead at Donnyloop, Castlefin on February 12, 2008. Gardaí arrested a woman in her 60s in connection with the investigation yesterday. She's since been released without charge with a file being prepared for the DPP. Gardaí attended Scolwyra in Buncrana yesterday after receiving a report of criminal damage following an incident involving masked students. Videos shared on social media show students throwing missiles at the school, attempting to cut open the gate with a grinder and bringing chickens onto school grounds. In a statement, Principal Evelyn McLaughlin says the school dealt with the incident involving a small number of students who were making a TikTok video. The Gardaí provided support and the matter was dealt with. She also stated that all classes continued as normal. Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. The National Ambulance Service says it has carried out test flights for a new air ambulance to be based at Sligo Airport. As part of the process, it spent some time in Letterkenny last night. It will complement the other helicopter currently based in North Cork. A joint Air Corps and NAS service also operates from the Custom Army base in Athlone, while the four Irish Coast Guard helicopters can assist in medevac missions. The new service is expected to become operational in the coming months. The building which houses BBC Radio Foyle in Derry has been listed for sale on the on the letting website PropertyPal. The Northland Road address has a listed guide price of over €545,000. With more, here's Katie Gallagher.
In a statement, a BBC spokesperson said the corporation remained committed to Foyle as a BBC production and broadcast hub, as well as to its future role within the BBC service portfolio. They confirmed that the BBC's lease on the Northland Road site will remain in place until at least September 2029, with work in that period unaffected by any change in ownership. There have been previous concerns about the output of Radio Foyle following a schedule change in 2023, which reduced the station's two-hour breakfast show to 30 minutes. During 2024, the programme was extended to 1 hour.
The MP for Foyle has condemned the overnight appearance of sectarian graffiti on Free Derry Wall. Colm Eastwood says Free Derry Wall is an integral part of the historic and cultural fabric of the city, and significant efforts have been made in recent weeks to make sure that it is protected, preserved and restored. It has become a community canvas, drawing attention to civil rights issues at home and abroad for decades. He says hateful sectarian graffiti that has appeared overnight is disgusting. It seeks to hurt and traumatise the Bloody Sooty families who have fought so long for justice. The Court of Appeal heard today Joseph Puska's new legal team is happy to proceed with his appeal against his conviction for the murder of Ashley Murphy. It was due to be heard last month, but it had to be adjourned after Mr. Puska decided to change his barristers just a few days out. Frank Geaney reports.
In 2023, Joseph Puska was convicted of the murder of Ashley Murphy. The jury was satisfied that he had stabbed her to death in a random and opportunistic attack along the banks of the Grand Canal in Tullamore. He is currently serving a life sentence. His appeal against his conviction was due to be heard last month, but the date was vacated after he decided to part company with his barristers. His new legal team was given time to get up to speed, and today the Court of Appeal was told they were happy to proceed with a new date in July. Ms. Justice Isabel Kennedy was told they're due to consult with Puska again soon, but don't envisage any problems in terms of their grounds of appeal. All going according to plan, his appeal will get underway on the 15th of July.
In Britain, Wes Streeting's backed Andy Burnham to return to the House of Commons. The former Health Secretary says Labour needs its best players on the pitch. Mr. Burnham, the current Greater Manchester Mayor, wants to stand in a by-election in Makerfield, and the pair could end up being rivals in a future leadership contest against Keir Starmer. Polling expert Joel Twyman says that's a big gamble.
Actually, among the average person in the streets, these are not well-known people, at least at a national level. And then the ultimate question is, can any of these candidates change Labour's overall rating? And there's a big question mark about that.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:45 on Highland Radio, and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Seamus Coleman says he'll be taking a long holiday before deciding what to do next with his career. The Donegal native announced he'd be ending his time as a player at Everton after 433 appearances. The Ireland defender says he had been offered a coaching role, but says he'll be making a decision on his future over the summer and plans to focus on Ireland's upcoming friendlies and time with his family. Here's Seamus giving a message to the Everton fans via social media this morning.
Came over as a 20-year-old boy, not knowing how many games I played for the first team, and to go on to captain this massive football club was more than I could have dreamed of. So I think the most important thing for me is to thank you all. You've helped me in more ways than you can imagine. I think through our toughest times, more so than anything else, you know, I live in the city. I see you all daily. When we're going through our toughest times, I've said this a few times, but I've been fit to take your concerns, your love of the football club back into the dressing room to explain to the lads how much this football club means to the people. And, you know, you got to thank yourself for helping me and the lads get through our toughest times.
Everton manager David Moyes has praised Coleman as a great servant who has galvanised the club when he's needed to. Moyes signed Coleman 17 years ago during his first spell as manager.
I've missed quite a part of Seamus' time here as well, but I think more recently he's been the glue which has kept an awful lot together behind the scenes, and when it's been difficult, he's been the one who's come out and stood up.
There are four games in the SSE Airtricity League First Division this evening. Finn Harps make the trip to Marketsfield to take on bottom of the table Treaty United. Kevin McHugh's side are bidding to make it three wins on the spin. Former Finn Harps captain Joe Boyle feels Harps will go into the game in full confidence.
those two wins in the last couple of weeks are very, very important. You know, gives them 6 points, but also gives them a great belief. You know, that defeat they give to Bray was a big one, and coming through last week against Kerry and getting across the line is another positive result for them. And you know, going down to Limerick this weekend could bring them into a good place. The only concern you would have is in their away form. Like, they've only won once on the road, and all these trips to Munster is very, very taxing. But going to Treaty this week, if they can get something, that can push them right up the table.
Michael Cook will have updates from the 7:45 kickoff in Limerick this evening. With Cork City not in action, it's a chance for UCD to join them at the summit. The students welcome Bray Wanderers to Belfield. Cove Ramblers are at home against Athlone Town, and Wexford travel to Kerry. Dundalk will be looking to bring their winless streak in the Premier Division to a halt this evening. They welcome top of the table Shamrock Rovers to Oriel Park from 8. Before that, rivals Drogheda United make the trip to Dailymount Park to face Bowes. It's an all Dublin clash at Inchy Corr as St Pat's take on Shelburne, while Derry City travel to Waterford. The FAI Cup first round is up and running. Wayside Celtic play St Mochaughey tonight, and Fanad United will fly the Donegal flag on Sunday when they go to Cork to face Douglas Hall. Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk is urging his team to seal Champions League football and salvage something from a torrid season. The Premier League champions go to Aston Villa tonight, 20 points behind leaders Arsenal. It's fourth against fifth, and the Dutchman says a strong finish is needed.
We have a duty and we have a responsibility that we have to finish the season in the best way possible, and that's by winning the next two games, making sure that we have at least Champions League football for next year.
In golf, Shane Lowry has slipped down the leaderboard at the PGA Championship. A short time ago, the Offaly man was 4 over for his round after a couple of bogeys and a double bogey through the front nine. The rest of the Irish representation tee off this evening with Padraig Harrington, Tom McKibben and Rory McIlroy all 4 over par. In Gaelic games, Monaghan have made one change ahead of Sunday's Ulster final with Armagh. Dara McIlearney comes in at corner forward for Lewis Kelly, who is ruled out with an Achilles injury. Ryan Wiley and Gary Mohan have been added to the bench. Armagh are unchanged from their semi-final win over Down, with Aidan Forker included in the matchday 26. In Leinster, John Heslin has returned to the Westmeath panel ahead of their provincial football championship final. The 33-year-old had announced his departure from intercounty football last year as their highest ever point scorer, but the forward has now been named on the bench for Mark McHugh's side in Sunday's decider with Dublin. And there's one game this evening in the Donegal Senior Hurling League as Dunloe host Iriha Ballyshannon from 7:45. Moving on to Aussie rules, the AFLW have confirmed that an Irish selection will take on their Australian counterparts in a one-off clash this coming August. Tipperary's Colin O'Riordan is set to coach the Irish team, and that game is scheduled for the 1st of August at the North Sydney Oval. Finally, in rugby, there's a big night ahead in the race for the top eight in the URC this evening. Eighth-placed Ulster can secure their spot in next year's Investec Champions Cup with a win at home to Glasgow Warriors. Connacht sit a point outside the playoff places, and they go to Edinburgh this evening. And in the Women's Six Nations, Sam Monaghan is Ireland's only change ahead of Super Saturday. Dorothy Wall has dropped to the bench for the tie with Scotland. That's all from the sports desk for this evening, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. Agus nish an nuacht le Colm Ferreter.
Sé, we're mahas le Colm Ferreter in Seán na príomh scéaltaí. Tá sé fógartha go bhfuil ardú cadaithe an diontas atá ike le teaghlaigh aitheanta a chuireann láistín ar fáil do scolairí Gaeilge agus Gaeltachta faoin scéim na bhfolamóirí Gaeilge. Ba é ardú iúr go leith an dálta in aghaidh na hithe an diontas a íchtar faoin scéim, agus be Eurogoliai an dalta an ae na hihe bresha a ik le chaili agus le bruin na kolishti koniha a ta ahanta kan loshti na hola her fwin skim. Arda hi an fogra sha an jonta sa ikter le chaili en kaliha guji she euro jeg an ae na hihe agus ya euro jeg I gas bruin na kolishti koniha geltata a ta ahanta fwin skim. Tá an éile letterthe agus cultúrtha an focal bio ar ais de letter Kennan ag thoisir an ort le sesiún ceol le Diane ní Cannon i godirta Manus Lonnie agus lanan imeachtaí ar aghaidh go dtí an tríú le agus fiad an mhí seo. Tá cardlan ag beartaithe don éile in a measc cardlan dausa le túra le teaghlaigh agus toraíocht taisce a measc imeachtaí eile atá fógartha ar éiliúire na féile atá reachtal ag an agraíocht cultúr agus teanga Líonra Letcher Kennan. Seolú an tionscan of uair tóchaí go hafa giúil and Charlton Tasha Mar Hospor again Chonskin of Tohi Fajerakti a Hohu the Bonny Hori Gno Agus Akaj Gnolakti a Hoshard Fridge Geriga Tatohi Oskulcha and Ish the Kanchuri Geriga or Fodna Herin Agus's Fajer Spesh a Claru a Togal Tarishkin a Servisha not a Sola her Servishi Fridge Geriga Eginsiv Tohi Bonkai E. Show for go half a gul and plan farber ha oor the forest to Gidor and Arachlan Gidor, Jamar Chahogin, and the Ola Jeg, the Mi Baltania, Egehain, Yeg, the Clogger Mwajin. Show for Brendan McCormick on Agriot Chacton Year and plan go half a gul, August Bay and Clark, Bay, Scarter Solace to your foil, August the Falter Riven Fobble, Elegave, Elahar, Don Okaj, Don Forest to Gidor, Jamar Chahogin, Egan Arachlan. Hinyaga clog. Shin Mahodsha Eli Gulier, Slan August Banak.
And the weather dry with clear spells at first tonight, but cloud will increase overnight, bringing patches of light rain and drizzle. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees early on, with light variable southerly winds. Tomorrow morning and early afternoon will be cloudy with outbreaks of rain. The rain will gradually clear eastwards through the day and will be followed from the west by sunny spells and scattered showers. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 9 to 12 degrees, with light to moderate southwest winds, becoming westerly, the clearance of rain. A look back at today's top stories. Housing delivery and defective concrete has come under the spotlight during a ministerial visit to the county today. Housing Minister James Brown was in Letterkenny to launch the €7 million revival of the old courthouse, part of the €128 million Thrive scheme, which will transform the historic building into a flagship community and tourism destination. The project will see the long vacant courthouse redeveloped into a space for exhibitions, education, civic use and tourism as part of a wider regeneration effort across the country. The minister also met with Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee this afternoon. Committee Chair Councillor Thomas Sean Devine says the minister did not come with a new announcement. Elsewhere at the old courthouse in Letterkenny today, Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, said the county is performing at a record level in terms of housing delivery. He said there are currently around 600 homes under construction through council-led projects alongside defective concrete rebuilds and private developments. The comments have generated divided opinion. Sinn Féin Chief Whip Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says he was taken aback by the statement, while Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Paul Canning, says that efforts are underway to increase the threshold for affordable housing and that today was a good day for the county. Donegal has lost two blue flags ahead of the summer season, with Port Salem Beach and Greencastle Marina both missing out on this year's awards. Antashka has confirmed that 11 beaches across the county have retained blue flag status, along with Rathmullen Marina. Five beaches in Donegal have also kept their Green Coast awards. Councillor Liam Blaney says he sounded the alarm on Port Salem, but he was not listened to on time. A woman who was arrested as part of the investigation into the murder of Andrew Burns has been released without charge. He was shot dead at Donnyloop, Castlefin on February the 12th, 2008. Gardaí arrested a woman in her 60s in connection with the investigation yesterday. She's since been released without charge, with a file being prepared for the DPP. And Gardaí attended Scolwurra in Buncrana yesterday after receiving a report of criminal damage following an incident involving masked students. Videos shared on social media show the students throwing missiles at the school, attempting to cut open the school gate with a grinder and bringing chickens onto school grounds. In a statement, Principal Evelyn McLaughlin says the school dealt with the incident involving a small number of students who were making a TikTok video. The Garda provided support and the matter was dealt with. She added that all classes continued as normal. Garda say investigations are ongoing. That's all for the newsroom for now. Back with news in full at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, May the 15th. The death has occurred of James Joseph Shamey Gorman, Corner House, Kilmacrenan. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny tomorrow at 1 p.m, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Monday morning for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church Kilmacrenan at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Gracie McCafferty, Money Beg, Dunluey, formerly of Mina Creva, Annagree. Her remains will repose at her late residence until 9 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 9 o'clock. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private pleas from 9 o'clock nightly and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Church of the Sacred Heart Dunluey, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCN Media. A shuttle bus will operate from the car park at McGeady's Bar Dunluee. A one-way traffic system will also be in place, with entry via McGeady's Bar. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.